This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The UN Special Envoy on Myanmar has strongly condemned continuing bloodshed in the country after dozens of protesters were reportedly killed at the weekend. In her statement on Sunday, Special Envoy Christine Schraner-Bergener said that she had received accounts of killings, mistreatment of demonstrators and torture of prisoners. The development comes as the Myanmar military continues to face international calls, including from the Security Council, for restraint, dialogue and full respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms after the 1st of February military coup. According to reports, violence continued across Myanmar over the weekend, with 38 people killed on Sunday alone. On Monday, the UN independent human rights expert on Myanmar also reiterated his appeal to UN member states to act to address the crisis. Special Rapporteur Tom Andrews said that he was outraged at reports that so many protesters had been murdered by Myanmar security forces in a single day. UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet on Monday called on the South Sudanese authorities to hold accountable all those supporting local militias in the Greater Jonglei region. Ms. Bachelet's appeal follows a wave of attacks on villages across Jonglei and the Greater Pibor administrative area between January and August last year. Organised and heavily armed community-based militias from the Dinka, Nuer and Merla communities carried out the violence, according to the report issued by the UN Mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, and the UN Rights Office, OHCHR. The military and political figures who supported the local armed groups should be prosecuted, Ms. Bachelet said, adding that they had deliberately fueled and exploited localized tensions. Among her recommendations, the High Commissioner said it was of paramount importance that the government stop the supply of weapons to these militias. Finally, Monday, the 15th of March, marks 10 years of war in Syria, a country now synonymous with devastation, death and likely war crimes. Those are the headlines, but what's perhaps less well known is the plight of ordinary Syrians. To highlight their stories and to support the international push for peace, UN humanitarians OCHA have just published an original soundscape, musical compositions, featuring their voices. Here's a little bit of it now. Produced in association with not-for-profit organisation Silk Road, the score also features renowned Syrian clarinetist Kinan Azmeh. It's called I Wish It Had Been a Dream, Voices from Syria, and it comes 10 years since public demonstrations against state repression in the southern town of Deraa and then the capital Damascus morphed into all-out war, which has scarred the country and its people for generations. The title reflects the thoughts of 100 children, women and men from every governorate in Syria, who say that they long for the nightmare of conflict to end, OCHA said in a statement. Although the moving commentaries reflect on profoundly difficult times for Syrian people, there are also everyday moments of pride and joy, and their hopes for a future without conflict, said the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. You can hear it and see it by visiting unocha.exposure.co/voices from Syria. Daniel Johnson, UN News.